Canto 9, Chapter 2. The Dynasties of Six of the Sons of Manu. Sri Shuka said, after Sujumna thus had disappeared, Vaivasvata Manu, his father, desiring another son, executed austerities at the Yamuna for 100 years. After, for the purpose of offspring, having worshipped the Godhead, Lord Hari, Manu begot 10 sons, who were like him, and of whom the oldest was named Ikshvaku. Prishadra was among the sons of Manu by his guru ordered to herd cows. For that purpose he had taken the vow of Virasana, to stand prepared with a sword to protect them at night. One night, when it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Out of fear, all the cows lying down got up and spread all around the field. When the strong animal seized one of the cows, it began to cry out of distress and fear. Prishadra, hearing the screaming, took his sword and hastily followed the sound, but because the clouds covered the stars that night, he mistook the cow for the tiger and, by mistake, cut off its head. The tiger, also being hit by the sword, had its ear cut off and fled most afraid, leaving a blood trail. Prishadra, thinking that he had killed the tiger, to his dismay discovered the next morning that he, being a hero, with his sword had killed the cow. The family preceptor, Vasishtha, cursed him for the unintended sinful deed, saying, having acted like a Shudra, you cannot belong to the Kshatriyas. Because of that unholy deed, it is your karma to become a Shudra. The hero, thus being cursed by his guru, accepted the words with folded hands and took the vow of celibacy the way the sages wanted. Exclusively devoted to Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord and Soul of all, the transcendence and purity in person, he was equal and kind-hearted towards all living beings. Freed from attachments, peaceful within and self-controlled, he was, free from possessions, of a vision in which he could accept whatever that was available for his physical needs, the way it for the benefit of the soul was arranged by his grace. Always with his mind focused on the Supreme Self within, and thus fully absorbed, being satisfied in spiritual realization, he travelled all over the earth, appearing to others as if he were deaf, dumb, and blind. After thus being engaged, he entered the forest and, as a saint, achieved the ultimate transcendental goal the moment he out there ran into a forest fire that he allowed to consume himself. Another son, Kavi or Vasuman, the youngest one, had no attachments to material pleasures. After giving up his father's kingdom along with his friends, he, still a young man, entered the forest and reached the transcendental world by always keeping the effulgent Supreme Person in his heart. From the son of Manu Karusha or Tarusha, there was a dynasty of Kshatriyas called the Karushas, who, as kings of the northern realm, were highly religious protectors of the Brahminical culture. From Drishta or Shrishta, a caste of Kshatriyas originated who, in the world having achieved the position of Brahmins, were named the Darshtas. From Nriga, there was the succession of first Sumati, Bhutajyoti, and thereafter Vasu. From Vasu's son Pratika, there was one named Ogavan, the uninterrupted tradition, who fathered another son named Ogavan, who had a daughter who also carried that name, Ogavati. She married with Sudarshana. From Narishanta, there was Chitrasena. Riksha was his son, and he begot Mitvan. Mitvan's son was Purna, and Indrasena was Purna's son. Because of Indrasena, there was Vitihotra. From him there was Satyashrava. Uru Shrava was his son, and Devadatta was his son. Devadatta's son became the most powerful Agnivesha, who was Agni in person. He was a Maharishi, a great saint, also known as Kanina and Jatukarnya. From Agnivesha, a dynasty of Brahmins came forth, known as the Agnivesayanas. O king, I have thus described the descendants of Narishanta. Let me now tell you about Dishta's dynasty. Dishta's son was Nabaga. He, by contrast, answered to the vocation of the Vaishyas. His son was Balandana, and from him there was Vatsapriti. His son was named Pramshu, and Pramati was his son. Kanitra is known as Pramati's successor. He in his turn was succeeded by Chakshusha, and his son was Vivimshati. Vivimshati's son was Aramba, and his son Kaninetra was most religious. From him there was the scion Karandama, O great king. Avikshit was his son, and his son Maruta became emperor. The great mystic Samvarta, the son of Angira, engaged him in performing a yajna. The like of Maruta's sacrifice has never been observed since, because all that he used was made of gold, and everything that he had was of the greatest beauty. Indra was delighted to drink the Soma Rasa. The Brahmins were generously compensated. The Maruts, the demigods of the wind, offered foodstuffs, and all the gods of the universe were part of the assembly. Dama was Maruta's son, and from him there was a son with the power to expand the kingdom, Rajavardhana. From his son Sudriti, a son was born named Nara. Nara's son was called Gevala, and he fathered Dunduman. Vegavan was there because of him, and Vegavan's son Buddha had Trinabindu for his son, who was a great king. Alambusha accepted him as her husband. She was an adorable goddess, a girl from heaven and a reservoir of all good qualities, who gave birth to a couple of sons and a daughter named Ilavila. Visharava was a saint and master of yoga. He received transcendental knowledge from his father and begot Kuvira in Ilavila, he who brings wealth. Vishala, Shunyabandhu, and Dumraketu were the sons of Trinabindu. Vishala built a city named Vaishali and founded a dynasty. Hemachandra was his son, who fathered one called Dumraksha. From his son Samyama, there were two sons called Krishashva and Devaja. From Krishashva, there was a son named Somadatta. By worshipping the best one of all, the Lord of all praises, the original person Vishnu, in an Ashwamedha sacrifice, he achieved the supreme destination where all the masters of yoga have their refuge. A son of Somadatta named Sumati thereupon begot a son called Janamejaya. All these kings of Vaishali sustained the reputation of King Trinabindu.